We've all heard the term, beauty is only skin deep. But our youth-obsessed culture seems to push a different message to women, that beauty is our currency and power, and without it, we're invisible. Dr. Vivian Diller and Dr. Jill Muir Sukunik have written a fascinating book called Face It that addresses the feelings that women really have as they get older and their looks change. Do we grow old naturally since our looks don't define us, or do we fight the signs of aging since youth and beauty are so prized? I spoke with Dr. Vivian Diller to find out more. I'm talking with Dr. Vivian Diller today. She's the co-author, along with Dr. Jill Sukunik, of a fascinating new book. It's called Face It, What Women Really Feel As Their Looks Change. And thanks for taking a minute to talk to me today.
Great to talk to you.
Now, your book is a little different. It's not really a beauty book, but it really gets down to the nitty-gritty, gets down to the feelings that women have that are sometimes very complicated about their changing looks. And in this youth-obsessed world that we live in, it seems like society just doesn't really like older women. We do everything we can to try to fight that.
Yeah, well, we're going to work together, I hope, to help women become more comfortable with their aging appearance. And we wrote this book in response to an entire generation of women who really didn't expect that they'd be struggling with their appearance as they are. Remember, we're the women who are hitting midlife right now, the baby boomer women, really believed we would be brought up with being admired for other aspects than our appearance. You know, the feminist movement gave us that right and privilege. On the other hand, as you say, the youth and beauty-obsessed culture that we live in makes women feel quite the opposite. They don't feel admired. They feel anxious. They feel like they're going to become invisible. And we as a group of women have to join together and begin to acknowledge this is not okay with us. It's complicated, but we need to make ourselves feel more comfortable with our aging appearance.
And you're coming at this subject from a really interesting perspective in that you had worked for a time as a model, so you've been in the beauty industry. And what perspective did that give you?
That's a very good question, because there are many books out there about beauty by people in the beauty industry. There are also many self-help books that will tell women it's what's inside that counts, right? What Dr. Sukunik and I did was we took our experience of having lived in that world where youth and beauty is elevated to all important. And we understood what it's like to go from that world to a world that pretty much dismisses looks as unimportant. You know, we are, as psychologists, that is not a topic typically spoken about. It was in that transition, in finding how to shift the role beauty plays in our lives and to understand that internal shift, that was something we felt we could offer women that hadn't been really spoken about before. Women think about it. You know, how could I once feel that it was when I walked down the street, men might look at me? Or it may not be that that was your thing. It may be that I just felt okay about how I looked in a certain outfit, and something shifts, and we feel such complicated feelings. We felt women needed to have an opportunity to talk about that in a conversation that had more meaning to them.
It seems to be there's two schools of thought when it comes to plastic surgery. There's, like you said, the women that say, well, my looks, you know, are not defining me, so I'm not going to even go there. And then there's other women. I have a friend whose goal, she says, is to be science fiction young. So she's going to try everything she can in the book to slow down the process. You know, is there a happy medium that we can find with all the technology that is available to help us look and feel better, but without taking it to the extreme?
Well, even the word you use, happy medium, that sounds great, doesn't it? Wouldn't it be great if women could find that balance? The reality is, if you look at the statistics, there seems to be two camps. The ones that will say, very sometimes vocally, I'll be true to myself. I'm going to age naturally. Then there seems to be the other camp where women say, you know, no way, I'll do anything. I'm responding to the culture around me, and I am not going to just disappear. In order for that blending of, yes, we need to be true to ourselves. There's good reasons to be true to ourselves, but we also want to take care of the way we look. We have discovered that it requires resolving what we call the beauty paradox. And what that is there are two opposite messages colliding, just as baby boomers are hitting midlife. That message we grew up with the feminist movement, be true to yourself, and youth is all important. If we can resolve, get more comfortable, then of course both matter. It's not that they don't matter or it does matter so much. It's that we have to find some way to let our appearance matter, but matter in such a way that is appropriate and comfortable for us as we age into our 80s and 90s.
Well, the topic really is fascinating, and it's time that we do kind of come out of the closet and talk about these things. The book is available right now. It's called Face It, What Women Really Feel As Their Looks Change, and listeners can pick it up at their local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or of course at hayhouse.com. And Dr. Diller, how can people reach you if they'd like to make a comment or get in touch?
I would so enjoy people's response to this because I learned so much from what people tell me in their reaction to the book by going to my website. It's called www.faceitthebook.com. Dr. Sukenik and I will respond to questions, comments. We have a blog that's ongoing. People from all over are starting to talk, so that would be wonderful to hear from listeners.